This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
21 Pilots coming to the Golden One Center on August, oh boy, 25th, yeah. And they're going to put on an incredible show. We've got tickets all this week that we're going to be giving away for free. And we're going to be playing Describe in 5. And we need caller 17, which is you. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Turn your radio off.
Hello?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello to you. Turn your radio off, okay?
Okay,
here we go. Danielle, I don't know that we trust you. Is your radio off?
She did not.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, we're not doing anything. It's fine.
I could have sworn I said turn off.
I think it is, actually. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This. All right. It's okay.
So, Describe in 5, here's how it works, okay? We are going to read you 5 things that all have something in common, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with what that general category is for what they have in common. For instance, if I were to say red, blue, yellow, green, purple, they all are?
Colors.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, good. Glad that you know how the game is played.
Kevin enjoyed your practice round. All right, so you need 3 points to win. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Katie's gonna read, and the timer doesn't start until she's done with the 5th one.
Okay. Here we go. This one's super easy.
Great.
Okay. Spaghetti, rigatoni, lasagna. Angel hair, ravioli. What's the category?
Types of pasta.
Very good.
That is it. Congratulations. Good job.
Actually, I wouldn't eat any of that.
Made Kevin so hungry. All right, you got 1 point. You only need 2 more. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Doing dishes, cleaning toilets, folding clothes, sweeping, mopping. What is the category?
Household chores.
A little more specific on who.
On who?
Yeah.
Doing chores.
Housekeeper.
Okay. Oh.
See, I thought household chores too.
Why is everybody looking at me like that?
I absolutely thought what a housekeeper would do.
Oh, totally.
I know, but it could also be household chores.
But that's not what it was. And I gave the hint, but specifically who?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, she's a grinder today.
I have a housekeeper. All the chores are mine.
Oh, right, Danielle.
Okay.
Same.
First of all, Danielle, are you married?
I am.
Make him do some stuff. Jeez.
I mean, he does, but he's also working, so I got to take care of the house while he's at work.
Are you not working?
No, I mean, I work too. But
well, then the jobs are not yours. Oh, knock it off. You make him do some stuff too. All right, here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Monsters, Inc., Cars, Onward, Elemental, Finding Dory. What is the category?
Pixar movies?
Yes!
I thought you were going to say children's movies.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Kevin woke up this morning and wanted to die.
I would have been the other way around. If she said children's movies, I would have said, okay, specifically made by who? And then everybody would have stared at me and said, wow, Katie, that could have also been children's movies.
All right. Listen, Danielle did not call the show to listen to us fight.
Right.
She came to win Golden One passes to see 21 Pilots.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Okay. Unicorn, dragon, centaur, fairy, banshee. What is the category?
Mythical creatures.
Very good.
Okay, very good.
That one
good.
Was very straightforward.
Wow.
Oh, that was Kevin's. That was Kevin's contribution.
Congratulations, Danielle. I have so much fun at the show. And I'll tell you what, listen, you didn't ask for advice. I'm going to give it to you anyway, though. Make your husband earn that ticket to see 21
she
Pilots.
She said he works longer hours than her.
So what?
Well, if I worked longer hours, I can tell you what. My husband better put a little bit of extra work in.
But to do none of the chores?
She said he does some.
He cleans the house when he is home. So
he cleans the house when he's home.
Don't come at him.
Can't be coming for people's husbands.
For
women
real.
Do not like that.
I'm trying to help them.
They can help themselves.
Really?
We're doing
really?
Okay. It's 2024.
Right. Well, then enjoy the household chores. Congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, all right?
Thank you.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Wedding trends, I can't understand them anymore. And people have been using, like, their dogs as ring bearers for years and years at this point. And it's cute. We all like to see how happy the dog is and, you know, trots down. Well, this is a couple that didn't use their dog, but they did use an animal. And Katie has the details.
Yeah, this couple in England decided, how can we really step this up? How can we really make people talk about our wedding? Something to remember. What if our ring bearer was an owl? Oh. And her husband said, who? Just kidding. Okay, so they decide we want an owl to be our ring bearer. Are they like owl people? Do they have their own owl? No. It's not like their pet owl they wanted. They had to go find one.
Right.
So they found an owl ring bearer during the ceremony with the rings. It flew away.
With the rings?
With the rings attached to it. And what is funnier to me is that at first it flew away and nobody knew where it went. Okay. Then it kind of flew back, but so far up, like on a building, and like landed on a perch or a ledge.
Yeah.
Nobody could reach it. So the bride and groom just through their reception just had to like stare at the owl above them that nobody can reach that has their wedding rings.
First of all, this is a bad omen.
You think?
If you're going to be all spooky about it, oh my God, yeah. Your rings flew away before you could get married.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh boy. And then just perched like the raven from Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep.
And stared at you and said, no, you may not have these bonds of love.
So the handler, this owl didn't show up on its own. Obviously, it has a handler, right? The handler is doing everything he can. Got some chicken, tried to, wave it down. Bride in hysterics. It took 7 hours to get the owl back.
The bride was in hysterics.
Wouldn't you be?
If I'm going to get a bird to be my ring bearer, at the very least, I have to entertain the idea that it's going to fly away.
Okay, it does seem that way.
Like you didn't see that this was at the very least a possibility.
Well, who knows what the handler was like. Jerry, the owl.
No,
I don't know.
The owl's name has to be Owl.
Owl.
Owl
sure
the owl.
Owl Birds.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay. Owl, great at his job.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Been doing this for 6 years.
He's never done this before.
Never had a problem. It's going to be easy breezy. Your guests are going to love it. They're going to talk about it for years. They can't stop talking about it. Owl will be fine. That's probably what the handler said.
But then, like everybody, though, they snap at their job sometimes.
Yeah, he quit.
He quit in a big way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than no call, no show. He just said, you know what?
He took his
F this wedding.
He took his Chili's polo off in the restaurant.
Right, exactly.
And just walked out.
And said, hey, everybody, just so you know, Sharon the GM is a bitch. I'm out. Cranarita's with me in the parking lot. They can't get us all. And Al just sat up there on the building with the rings. With the rings. Do we know what kind of Al he was?
I didn't know that there were different kinds.
There are many different kinds. And I feel like that is a very important question. You get a great horned owl, that is too scary. That's like having a mean old man at your wedding.
Okay. As opposed to like...
But you get like a barn owl?
I mean, can you... If I turn my screen...
What was the... I can't see.
You can't?
Oh, is this the owl? Hold on a second. No, now there's a thing that says your computer's low on a thing or something.
Okay.
Katie's got a broken hand.
No, there.
There we go. Okay. Okay. That's a very sexy owl.
Okay. I think
that's
so,
that's the owl that that turned into David Bowie in the movie Labyrinth. I think it's a barn owl.
Yeah,
okay.
You're right. It's called barn owl.
Okay. That is the sexiest owl.
Because it looks seductive in the eyes.
You can't tell if it's a boy or a girl,
yeah.
But you just know that it's there to party.
Yeah.
Okay? That owl is the lady of the night.
Okay. Oh, do you think it's a woman?
Or a man.
Okay.
But even the men are ladies of the night. Okay. And I can almost understand the decision, let's get this sexy owl to bring us our rings. Still a bad idea.
Really?
Still a bad idea. But if I had to guess, though, they did not have a traditional wedding from top to bottom. Like, I'll bet that they...
It was Harry Potter themed.
At the very least. Or at the very least, they considered having a costume wedding.
I bet you anything. That's why they had a freaking owl.
And the reason they were so upset that the owl flew away with their rings wasn't because they were expensive, but because they were like hand-blown glass from the maiden fair.
From the lava of Alderburg.
Right. Remember when we climbed that volcano in Iceland?
Yeah.
That's where we made... they were just twined and we twisted them together ever since.
Yeah,
that's why.
Okay.
So good on this owl, actually, for stopping such a silly wedding.
Well, I think the wedding happened.
Oh, they still got married?
Wings. Or rings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We are calling Tori this morning. She works for Xfinity, and I'm calling his old man, Don Quake, who is lodging a complaint because he has started watching the reality show Love Island, which is a tawdry sex reality show.
Oh, I don't know about sex, but it
and
is relationships.
He is upset because he thought it was a nature documentary about people who love islands. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling Xfinity. This is Tori. How may I help you?
How you doing, sir? I have a complaint that I need to wage.
Okay, what is your complaint, sir?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, because I recently have been watching a television show, and it was false advertising. The show is Love Island. Are you familiar with this show?
Yes, I am.
What's so funny?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Okay, then. I started watching this show because, as everybody knows, Don Quake, that's me, is a nature enthusiast, passionate about archipelagos and the world. And when I saw that there was going to be a show about islands and people who love islands, I was very excited, to say the least. And it turns out it is not about people who love islands.
No, it is not. But I'm pretty sure that on your TV, when you click on the name of the TV show, it gives you a description of what the show will be.
That print is too small. I can't read that. I've got diabetes in one leg. That's offensive to just put that back on me. But
I don't see why diabetes or having one leg have to do with reading.
Well, I'm a veteran.
Okay. You can definitely change the channel. There's plenty of channels that you can travel around the world. You can even...
Well, I understand. Okay, hold on a second, sir. Now, it's not necessarily that I can't change the channel. I recognize that. The point is, though, that I think that I was going to watch a show about people who love islands. Then I start getting attached to people like that, Serena, thinking that she's going to find a perfect island for her and tell me all about why that island's perfect, but now I hope she finds love, and I'm conflicted. So I know I can change the channel, but I don't want to. But I also still want my show about islands. Please take this seriously.
I'm sorry, sir. What would you need help with? And also, just to let you know, I am ma'am. I am a woman.
Yes, you're a man.
No, ma'am, woman. I am a lady.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, that's probably what's going on here. You know, with all the laughing. Is there a man that I can talk to, like a manager?
Excuse you. You can speak to me, and I can help you. You just have to give me a problem that I can help you with.
I did. Where are the islands?
Sure. I'm not exactly sure how I can help you with that. You do know that Xfinity offers hundreds and hundreds of TV channels. You have plenty of options. If you cannot read it, you can just, on your remote, you can click on the channel button up or down, and you will be able to find it.
Okay. All right. How about this? My schedule's wide open today. So I'm going to come down there, and you and I will sit there, and we'll find the perfect show about Loving Islands together, okay?
You know what? If that helps you, yes, I will gladly do that. You could feel better, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And one more thing before I go. None of this has been real, and this is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You were on a prank phone call called a phone scam, Tori. Your sister, Shelby, is the one who asked me to do this.
You had me stressing right now.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. That is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
Station?
Yes.
Okay.
And now it's starting to fill up behind me. And I think that he was hoping that that was going to pressure me into making a decision.
Okay.
Because he kept looking over my shoulder at all the people. And in my head, I didn't say this out loud, but in my head, it's like, I see how many people are behind me. This is a you problem, not a me problem.
How about we'll let the next person go in front of me, and when they buy something and the drawer opens.
Oh, I should have said that.
Then there, voila. Problem solved.
I totally should have said that. But instead, I channeled my inner Kevin.
Okay.
What you do.
Not the inner Kevin part that would have absolutely got $52 worth of more scratchers.
No. Well, you could have won more with that, but.
Okay.
The part of inner Kevin that just gets sassy and bitchy. And okay. I said to him, I go, I don't want store credit. And he goes, we have more than just gas. I go, I can see. I go, I know what you have. I don't want a steering wheel cover. I said, I don't want these stuffed animals with very large eyes. I said, I've already had a pre-made sandwich and I am full. I said, I want $52 cash. And after we went back and forth for a while, you know what that son of a bitch did? Got a leather pouch out and unzipped it and took $52 cash out in front of me.
Oh,
and
that's just petty cash.
I don't care what it is. He did have access to that.
He had the money and it didn't require opening the drawer.
And I put my hand on my hip and watched him do that. So sassy.
Yes.
When he handed to me, Kevin, you would have been so proud of me. I was everything just shy of snatching the air and taking my money.
Pretending to put your hair behind your ear. Bye.
And I did a little skip out the door, holding my $52. Coming up now on KUDL, KUDL HD1 Sacramento, broadcasting from the official pest prevention studio. There is a breakfast hack going around TikTok right now that sounds amazing to some people, and it is triggering others. You're going to find out what it is and possibly make your breakfast better at 8:10.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I'm flusy. But it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind, I really want it.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very thing that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just friends with the vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that, pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that straw in the gold jump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
One of my daughter Audrey's birds is no longer with us. I mean,
flew to heaven
or hell. Did he accept Jesus Christ as his one and only savior?
Right before the end.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
106.5, the end.
Oh, not an
adjective. Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. I slam the door, I hit ignore, I say no, 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 no more. I got you blocked after this, an afterthought. I finally cut you off. I feel so much lighter like a feather with you off my act like
sorry for your loss.
Of breakfast on this show, just
so
like
sue us.
So sue us. We'll be bad girls and boys. But there is a TikTok trend that some people are saying is revolutionary and are praising it, and other people are triggered as hell about it. We're gonna get right down to it. It's called scrambled pancakes.
But you've been making pancakes wrong your whole life. Did you know that you're supposed to scramble them just like how you would scramble eggs? And it's so much easier this way. You don't have to worry about getting the perfect circle or whatever. Of course, I had to make my daughter her usual Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Of course you did.
Used to try the scrambled
Thank
ones.
You for that.
And this is hers. And I ended up scrambling the rest of them. As you can see, it's very easy. Just scoop your batter
okay,
and start
scrambling.
That's what every TikTok sounds like to me, by the way.
So basically what you do is you make the batter,
mm-hmm.
pour it in,
mm-hmm.
and then same as you would scrambled eggs, just mix it around, mix it around, mix it around.
Wait until it like almost cooks on one side,
okay.
and then just like scrambled eggs, like mix it around, like cut it up, mix it around, stuff like that. And then you pour all these little pancake pieces onto your plate. And it makes like a little pile, a little pile
of garbage.
And
wow.
And then
it looks ugly.
It doesn't look super attractive.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. I think it looked absolutely delicious.
Now you can
it looks like funnel cake.
You can make it look like funnel cake by sprinkling powdered sugar on it and putting like some fruit on there before you put like some syrup on it, I guess. And some people are praising it, loving this. And some people, like Kevin just showed us, are very triggered by it.
This is making my mouth water.
Why? It shouldn't. If you want something like funnel cake, then get funnel cake. Don't scramble up pancake because you don't know how to flip over a pancake.
Okay, I know how to flip over a pancake. It's not because I am unable. I can do all kinds of shapes. I did Hello Kitty once, bitch. Okay? I can do all kinds of shapes.
So then why not just stick with it?
Right.
This seems easier.
It is easier because it's sloppier.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Well,
now what?
When you made your Hello Kitty pancakes,
yeah.
did you not feel a sense of pride?
I felt like it was a pain in my ass is what I felt like.
Oh, wow, wow.
Especially because she had to have a pink bow. It was a whole thing.
Oh.
But if I could convince my kids, we just do it this way now. How amazing. Sunday morning, can't wait to see ya.
I mean, I will play devil's advocate here, Kevin, and say, it doesn't change the taste.
Yes, it does.
How could it?
Now you have too many crispy pieces compared to your soft pieces.
Mm.
Whereas a flat pancake, you have that crispy crust on the outside. Yum.
I want That's every bite point. To be have a Mm-mm. little crispy crust.
Then go eat crackers then if you want every side to be crispy.
Here
My
you.
Pancake
you
is
are coming
a pancake.
For me today.
Right.
I want every bite to have a little bit of crispy crust.
Isn't it just pancake crumbs?
Thank you.
Like, how do you really eat it?
You eat it with a fork. Or I'm looking at pictures. You can, like,
use a spoon.
Put a whole bunch on a plate, and then everybody just takes bites with their finger.
No, I don't want that. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about the new TikTok trend called scrambled pancakes, which apparently is an easy way to make pancakes because you just scramble the batter up like scrambled eggs, and some people love it and some people hate it. Kevin hates it. I definitely don't want to make pancakes a communal hand thing.
Yeah. Why?
Because people's hands are dirty. And this
okay, then never put chips out again. Okay?
No, especially
never put mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Well, it's communal.
Well, but you're picking up one
That's
stick.
What you're doing with this.
Your fingers are going to touch other pieces. Plus, this is breakfast. People's hands, I feel like, are especially dirty for breakfast.
What are you doing with your hands at night?
Not washing them before I come to the table because it's breakfast.
I guess
I wash my hands before breakfast.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't.
I don't either.
But I mean, I'm not touching my food for breakfast either. So, okay, so you're not even going to try
in this
it,
instance.
No,
would,
I just
though.
Saw another picture and it's ugly. Apparently, they do this all the time in Australia. Australian.
No, Australia. It is right. You got it. Good job.
Are you going to start doing this?
Absolutely.
All right, well.
Let me know what your kids say.
Yeah, let us know what
I'm
your kids
tell
say.
Them it's something else.
What are you going to tell them?
I don't know. I'll make up some sort of.
Scrambled Pancakes, a cute name.
No, it's not.
I'll call them just like Scrambies. Because if they think it's pancakes and then it doesn't look like pancakes, they are not going to eat it. So I'm going to be like, guess what we're having today? Scrambies. They're going to go, what's that? I'm going to go, I can't wait to show you.
And then you put it in front of them. They go, oh, it's just scrambled pancakes.
Oh, just you didn't know how to flip over a pancake.
Stop telling people that.
Coming up next on the show, Sac State is doing a fake graduation to make up for all the graduates that didn't have one during COVID. That sounds like a super sweet idea, right? Wrong. And you're going to find out what the big problem is with this next on the Wake Up Call. Here's Ariana Grande.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe and I don't wanna hide, but I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die, and I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna bite my tongue. Yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. You cling to your papers and pens.
There's nothing more American than saying that as America, we went through the dilly-dilly right. years.
106.5 The End. The End. The Wake Up Call.
We are all proud Sac State graduates.
Well, no. Gavin and I do not have college degrees, nor did we go to Sac State.
They're thinking about giving us an honorary degree,
We've
though.
We've asked, and they have not responded with that.
But now they're doing something, though, that's making us pretty upset. Especially one little boy named Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And as his legal guardians, it's upsetting Gavin and I, too.
They are doing something that they are calling a rewind graduation. Kevin, what is that?
So it is a graduation for people that have graduated during COVID, which is fall 2019 through spring of 2021.
Okay. And these are people who didn't get a graduation ceremony.
Where,
you didn't get to walk across the stage, get your diploma, do your tassel, throw your hat.
After 4 years of college, that's what you look forward to. Sure. They hand you a fake degree that later you'll get your real degree in the mail.
Right.
I just got my real degree.
And at the time, Katie and I were very sad for you.
Yeah.
Legitimately sad to like work that hard. And then now we understood. We understand not having the ceremony.
To have that idea probably your whole life that you were going to have this moment and then you just didn't get it. Not you, but everybody that graduated at that
time. It's sad. It is sad.
Yeah.
However, and this is a nice thing for Sac State to offer, a rewind graduation, go back, finally get that, the pictures and the memory and all that stuff. But there is a problem.
Right. They're charging us.
They're making everybody pay for it.
Now...
And that has really triggered Kevin.
Yeah!
And I got to tell you, I have his back.
No, I totally. here's my question. If you were to walk, let's say COVID didn't happen, would you have had to pay?
Yeah.
Okay. So no matter what, you have to pay.
That's not the point. The point is they're trying to make up the money that we didn't get to walk.
Right.
They're charging us $50 just to rewind the graduation. Do you know how many people are in each graduating class? That graduation is going to last longer than a regular graduation.
Oh, that's true.
Just to wait for a 5-minute walk across the stage.
That's true.
You got me messed up. I'll walk across my own stage.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What if they did this, but they, like, slashed the fee in half? Because you're right, it is going to be longer. And, okay. Like, come on, you guys suffered enough. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to have your graduation. And I'm pretty sure, and this really bent me the wrong way, didn't they have a car graduation?
Don't get me started on that. They said, hey, since we can't have the graduation, how about you pay for your car to be in a car parade where no one can see you?
And how much was that?
I think that was like $50 as well.
It was $50 as well.
That's to waste gas.
That is pathetic.
Got me messed up.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. I can't turn my tassel.
Right.
Right. Right.
I mean, you could turn your tassel, but nobody would see it.
I can't do a funny dance while I grab the diploma. That's what I was planning on doing.
Oh, well, then maybe it was good that you weren't allowed to.
Now, first, my idea or the thought that I had when I first heard this from Kevin was, well, it costs money to have those graduations. You got to rent the space and stuff like that. Okay. But they didn't have to pay for graduations for 3 years or 2 years. 2 years. 19, 20, and 21, right? Uh-huh. So that's three graduations.
Right.
They didn't have to pay then, but they still collected tuition from everybody those years.
I know, but
so
that's...
you banked that mm-hmm. money, or you should have, and this...
Well, couldn't you say that every year? Whether then nobody should ever have to... pay for graduation because you're paying tuition.
No, because you're actually doing the graduation ceremony. You're renting the space.
Yep.
You're paying for the staff.
Right,
you're doing
but if they didn't have to do that.
But they still collected tuition money.
I know, but every year they're collecting tuition money no matter what. So then the thing that they pay that Kevin would have to pay for would be the rental space. So it's kind of a wash.
I don't think that it's a wash. I think the school probably pays like half of what it costs to put on a graduation
Why?
Ceremony. Because I can't imagine that $50 is enough to rent the Golden One Center.
Oh, I see what you're
per
saying.
Per person.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So I think there is some, at the very least, shady numbers going right. on
How
here.
How many people graduate like in a normal class?
I can't tell you a lot.
Well, okay, what is a lot? Is it 1,000? Is it...
like a couple hundred.
So 500?
Yeah.
Times?
50.
50.
And
yeah, that's probably not enough money.
Somebody also texted and said this Rewind graduation isn't even at the Golden One Center.
What? Where is it at?
They wrote at the well. I don't know what that
that's
means.
That's our gym! Excuse me? Is it really?
That's what they said on text.
That's even worse.
That is even worse.
Oh, it is at the well.
Okay, so here's what I think we should do, okay? Maybe we should have our own Sac State Rewind graduation.
Okay.
And maybe we'll, like, let people call up and we'll say their name and then say congratulations.
Well,
not now.
How many people are we going to do this for?
Well, I don't know. How many people listen to this show? Only a couple.
So like four or five?
Yeah. Okay. But then they get it. And we'll only charge you $20.
What? Charging? I mean, I do need to eat.
Coming up next, we have to take a short break, but then when we return, if you consider yourself an expert on someone possibly cheating in their relationship, we need you to call right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And be ready to help Katie. She thinks her friend is being cheated on, and she might be the other woman without her even knowing. We're going to get into this at 8:40.
Are you joking?
I sure did. I was like, yes. Oh, my God, $1,000.
I've never, ever won anything like this, ever. This is fantastic.
106.5 The End.
with 100,000 reasons to download the Odyssey app. It's the $100,000 summer download with your chance to score your share of cash. We're giving it away $1,000 at a time just for listening to your favorite radio station on the Odyssey app. Just download the free Odyssey app and log in. Listen for at least 60 minutes a day, and you're automatically entered to win $1,000 in this national contest.
Oh, my God! I just won $1,000.
We're picking winners all summer long. So the more you listen, the more chances you have to win.
On 106.5 The End.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We're talking to Janelle this morning. Good morning, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So thanks for coming on the Wake Up Call for the second date update. You were on a first date with a guy named Max, and let's talk about it. Tell us about the date.
We went out to dinner. We had a really nice time, and I kind of am surprised that I haven't heard from him.
And there's nothing about the date that you're like, maybe that I shouldn't have said that, or maybe I did this.
He asked me my plans for the future, like, you know, how I saw my life going. And okay. I don't know. I thought that was something you'd ask. You'd
That's
only
a pretty
ask
intense
if you
question
had
for maybe, a first date,
right?
Especially to phrase it as, what are your plans for the future?
I don't think that that's,
it's like a job interview question.
I guess it's kind of job interviewing.
How old,
but I mean,
how
like,
old are you, Janelle?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's not a 27-year-old question.
Well, I guess not.
All right. Well, we have Max on hold. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Janelle, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to him. You'll be able to hear us talk to him, but we won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay on hold. Let's pick up Max. Max, good morning. It's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call. You're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Janelle, and she told us all about your date and how great it was. And she doesn't understand at all why you don't want a second date, or at least are signaling that you don't with no communication. Is this true?
Yeah. She was very upfront about she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, and she wants to raise kids, and she doesn't want to work, and she wants to make sure that the man makes enough money and all these things. And I just didn't feel like it was the right fit.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that that's going to be tough to hear on a first date, because it seems pretty open and shut. If that's not how you see your life going.
Well, I mean, how certain was she about this?
I mean, she was very certain. And, you know, I'm totally cool. She can have that life. I just didn't see that was a good option for me. You know, I grew up with both my parents worked, and, you know, that's kind of how I imagined my future wife also.
She's okay. So let me pick her up. Janelle, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
So you heard the reason why, and there it is. It turns out it was because of that question about where do you see yourself in the future, and he doesn't like where you see yourself in the future.
I mean, okay. I guess, you know, there are certain men are more provider driven than others.
Oh God, Gavin,
I almost spit water
Gavin
out.
Almost spit water out.
Are you a trad wife?
Well, she's not a wife
a
yet, but do you want to be?
Do
a
you
want to
be a trad wife?
Yeah, I think. Not that women can't work, but I've always envisioned myself being a stay-at-home mom. I've always had the dream of homeschooling my own child. I think that that's a full-time job in and of itself. And I feel very adamant that I find a man who believes in the same thing and supports that lifestyle.
I do wish you would stop using the term supports that lifestyle. I totally get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, especially if you feel that that's like a really important thing for bringing kids up, that you don't work and all those things. That's got to be a tough thing for a guy to hear, especially if it's not what he envisioned.
I would hate it.
To hear somebody say, I will not work.
Yeah.
It does seem like a lot of pressure.
I mean, Max, I would flat out hate it. And I'd probably do the same thing that you did.
Yeah, she was lovely. It's just, you know, one of those things that you find out on the first date and you go, this is not what I envisioned. And, you know, best of luck.
Why couldn't you just tell her that, though? Like, why ghost her?
You're right. And I'm, you know, and in the future, I'm going to be better about that.
Well, okay. Well, okay. There you go.
What a nice guy.
Janelle, let's say you have two kids, nothing that's unmanageable, and your husband loses his job.
Mm.
And he is really legitimately having trouble finding a new job. Would you go to work to support the family?
Like, I solely am the breadwinner supporting the family?
Until he lands on his feet in his career again, yeah.
I would hope that he would be in a position that if he did lose his job for a period of time, it wouldn't, you know, that he would have some sort of nest egg to fall back on while he got, you know, figured out an alternative.
Well, I mean, you know, it builds a nest egg a little bit bigger, two incomes.
All right, listen.
But whatever. Oh, okay. It's a lifestyle that I can never, ever wrap my brain around, and apparently Max can't either. So, not a match, no second date, I'm guessing, right?
Not over here.
Not over there. Okay. Have a great day, and thank you for coming on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
What's the weirdest thing that your parents have texted you? Call us at 916-909-1065, or you can text us and tell us what it is. I want you guys to think of what is a really weird thing that your parents have texted you.
Okay.
My mom texts me weird things a lot and emails me weird things a lot. This was a text message out of nowhere.
Okay.
We were not talking. And I get a text message that just says, is there a downside to eating walnuts?
Okay. Now, is she asking because she has the answer? Or is she asking you if you know the answer?
I don't know. I was hoping it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I go, I don't know what. And she goes, despite such benefits, walnuts are best eaten in moderation. Quickly, I realize, oh, this is not a joke.
Okay.
For one, they are high in calories, nearly 800 calories in a single shelled cup. Overconsumption has also been linked to kidney stones in some people. This is because walnuts are high in oxalates, which can contribute to calcium oxalate stones, the most common type of kidney stones.
Well, Gavin, and that's why she's sending this to you.
I know, but I wasn't complaining about kidney stones.
No, but we Do you have kidney stones?
Sure.
And you're trying to keep them at bay. You're trying to keep them from coming out. So you drink tons and tons of water.
But never once have I talked about that with anybody. In a long time, especially my mom. I can't tell you the last time I had a conversation with my mom about kidney stones.
Well, what difference does it make? They're still in there.
I guess so.
And she knows that.
But does she think I'm eating copious amounts of walnuts?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Does she think that every day I get, or right here at work, just in between songs.
Have you been eating? Has she seen you eating walnuts recently?
No.
Okay.
Has anybody eaten a walnut, like, in the last year?
Only with a mixed nut assortment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty, if somebody has a bowl of nuts out.
Okay.
And to be honest, I can't tell which is which. I'm just shoveling it into my mouth. The only other time is if somebody has a nutcracker out at Christmas time and I want to see if it works.
Okay, because I mean, Kevin, back me up. Can you not picture Gavin out on his in his backyard on his beautiful patio watching the kids swim, cracking walnuts?
Yeah.
I guess maybe I could. I don't.
I can see you being that guy.
Okay, but unless you see me doing
would you be proactive
about texting me about the dangers of walnut eating?
I will say it doesn't seem to be something that one stumbles upon very easily.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, I don't know where to get a walnut.
I can't tell you the last time I bought bulk food, which I think is the only way to buy walnuts.
Because you have to buy a whole bag of them. You can't buy one at a time.
It's not like I went over to her house one day and be like, Mom, You gotta
Gavin,
take,
Gavin, what's wrong?
You gotta take some of these walnuts. I got too many.
Have you eaten all of these?
I've eaten as many as I could, and then I just started to throw up. And I think it's because I'm eating too many walnuts. You gotta take them. They're so good. I've never said this walnut is good.
Okay.
I've never said that sentence.
Here's the thing, though. This is very on brand for your mom. You asked at the beginning of this, what's the strangest thing your parent has texted you out of nowhere? Now, one of my parents, I won't say which one because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Texting seems to be a real big mystery. But the strangest thing my dad ever texted me was he texted me and asked me what my middle name was. I said, well, it's Elizabeth. You gave it to me. So I think it's pretty clear my dad and I are tight.
I want to end with this hilarious text message that we just got into 916-909-1065. My mom ends all of her text messages with XOXO. That's sweet.
Okay.
The problem is that occasionally her autocorrect changes it to cockfight.
Oh, what?
So she says she will often, daily, get text messages that just say, I love you, cockfight. Have a great day, cockfight.
That's too good.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.